Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I am just biting my lip here because Tex brings up so many points, and then I think about the hundreds of things I've learned separately when he's talking about something, and I know he's so right on. I'm just like biting my lip here, not wanting to interrupt because I want to pump him for all the info I can. There is so much in his new book that I didn't know. And the more I learn, the more I learn that I don't know that much. But I thought I knew it all about architecture and all the occultism and the things they've done. But when you really start reading this book and start looking around you, it is everywhere. In fact, here's an example. I read junk science fiction sometimes, not very often. I'm so busy. And I was at my parents' house about a week ago, and my dad reads a lot of science fiction. And there was this book called The Worthing Saga. And I picked it up. He said, yeah, I've read it. You can have that. I haven't had a chance to read it yet. And it shows a guy on the cover. I'm going to put this on screen for people. And put it up there on screen for folks that are watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. And he's encased in something that is a pyramid. And then below him in blue is a pyramid with a white capstone. And then I started looking around at all the other science fiction books I have. This is what Alan Watt talks about, and it's all got Illuminati stuff on the book covers. And you start looking, it is literally everywhere. Tex, how many adherents to this Babylon mystery religion? Do you have any idea what the percentage is?
Well, of course, there are millions who are involved in various occult things. And many of them are just dumb people, independently. Not involved in these secret societies and cults, but as in terms of the more hideous New World Order elite, I'm going just to say that there's probably no more than 10,000 around the globe that really know the plan and are accomplishing what they call the great work of the Illuminati, which is to regenerate mankind, to destroy the world that is and build a new world made up of stone and steel and glass because of the visions they receive from demonic spirits. So maybe 10,000 in the United States, probably only about 1,000 that really are deep into this in various areas.
Now I want to stop you right there because that's earth-shattering, and that is the facts, and I've been to Bohemian Grove, I've covered it. I've been to London and D.C. I've seen the architecture. I've been to Latin America and seen it. There is no doubt that the world's controllers do believe they're channeling angels. Space aliens is the more modern thing they say they're channeling. And they are telling them what to do. They're telling them genetic engineer and destroy the old, bring in the new. They're telling them start World War III. They're telling them kill these children, do these medical experiments. I mean, whether you believe it or not, folks, they believe it. I mean, could it be more dangerous that we have these world leaders in control of the nuclear weapons, as you said earlier, and they are completely a bunch of mumbling nutcases? I mean, the mainstream British news reports, Tony Blair flops around the ground every morning channeling the, quote, spirit of light.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, I have a picture in the Mysterious Monuments of the European Union's modern-day headquarters. This is a Tower of Babel. In fact, it actually is designed as an unfinished Tower of Babel. And the national anthem of the European Union is devoted to the great goddess of magic and fire. You can find it on page 489, 490 to 491 of my book. Now, and by the way, I also show a picture of, they have a statue in front of the European Union headquarters of a great goddess, and she's holding up in her hand the euro. And below her are people like, they're cowering, they're supine, and they're cowering beneath her. The whole of humanity is cowering, and here is the great goddess. We get back to the same goddess they worshipped at the Bohemian Grove. The streets of Washington, D.C. are laid out in one place as a great owl. I have a picture of also the landscaping in the pool area of the DuPont Estate.
Hold on, Tex.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already four times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a 2-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of three great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There is no way in 2 hours or in 10 hours or in 100 hours we can cover everything. TexMars has been studying this for decade upon decade. He has put together the amazing new book. We've got a live camera shot of the book I'm holding here. With a Catholic priest with an all-seeing eye of the Illuminati with sun rays coming out behind him. He's got Protestant churches with the same thing. Their higher-level priests and pastors know exactly what they're part of. What is the world they're building? What do they plan to do to us? That's coming up. Then at the bottom of the hour, we'll be taking your calls at 1-800-259-9231. I want to challenge all of you to purchase Mysterious Monuments, Encyclopedia of Secret Illuminati Designs, Masonic Architecture, and Occult Places. This is just as important or more so than Codex Magica because that gets into their systems, their signs, television, media, their symbols, hand signs they're making. But just to give to people, because architecture they'll see everywhere, I think this is even going to be a more effective book. I'm not belittling the other. That was my favorite until I read this book. Cannot put it down. I plan to make a film, actually, about all this. And I've been working on it for years when I'm in capital cities. And I thought my knowledge was great of this. This totally blew me away. I've not been able to put this down. I've taken it home for the 2 weeks I've had it. It just came out last week. I got an advance copy. Get your copy at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com today or call toll free to get the new book, Mysterious Monuments. It is a must read. 888-253-3139. Text, get into the layout of D.C., then get into the Astors, and then let's go through some of the things the Rothschilds are doing, this Rothschild family painting of them in weird hoods with six candles doing a ritual. But then I want to spend a lot of time on their master plan. What do they plan to bring in to get their world government, their chaos, to bring their order? How do you see their plan building and then finally failing, or what's the time frame that Tex Mars sees this unfolding in, and what is their end game? I really want to spend time on that. And again, we're very thankful for your time, Tex.
Well, Alex, maybe we should start in Washington, D.C. with a place of worship, the National Cathedral. You know, Pierre Lafont, who was an occultist and designed the original layout now of the city of Washington, D.C., said that the National Cathedral would be a church for national purposes. Remember, after 9/11, they had a big interfaith ceremony. They had a Buddhist Buddhist monk. They had a Muslim imam, and of course, even Billy Graham was there, and the former presidents, and the President Bush, and everything. They made a big show of the National Cathedral. Now, I visited the National Cathedral, and I noticed right away the demon gargoyles in stone that wrap around the building. I decided to do some research on the National Cathedral, and I found the newest grotesque or gargoyle, horn devil, and so forth, that's gone up is Darth Vader, the Star Wars saga. He's actually in stone. He's looking down on passersby. Now, at first, it's sort of a comedy. Darth Vader, the galactic evil commander. What is this? Is this some kind of a strength? You know, you mentioned science fiction. A number of the science fiction writers are privy to the knowledge, as Hollywood directors are. And Darth Vader, remember, he was part of the dark force, the Force. Would you believe that the book of Daniel, prophetic book in the Bible, says that the God that they worship in the last days, this Illuminati elite, will be a God of forces, and he will heap up great treasure, gold, money to them? It will not be a God that his fathers worship, but instead the God of forces. Darth Vader, comically as it may seem, is now one of the demonic gargoyles looking down on people. I have a huge picture of him in the book. I think it's on pages 588 to 589. Now, I found out that the bishop, who's the rector of the National Cathedral, is Episcopal, and I have a picture of him in Codex Magica doing the Freemasonry hand sign where you put your hand under your vest or under your coat, the hidden sign of Jabulon, their god that they worship. But the archbishop who's in charge of the whole Washington, D.C. Area is a man, his last name is Moore, and he was recently outed for being a homosexual. So you can see the kind of people that are involved, and now they're in charge of this taxpayer-funded National Cathedral. And by the way, I have a picture of a devil, literally with horns in stone, at the National Cathedral, high up. You can barely see him. You need a telephoto lens. The devil's looking down on people from the National Cathedral. But I also show in France. Remember, President Mitterrand would go up to a sacred mountain and pound on drums and communicate with the spirits. Well, at René-le-Château in the Pyrenees Mountains of France, probably where Mitterrand went, I have pictures of the chapel there, a Catholic chapel. As you enter, notice there's a sign in France over the door carved, and it reads, and this is astonishing, Alex, "This place is terrible." Well, right away, you know you're in a strange Catholic church. There's also a skull and bones emblazoned in stone. I have an image of it in my book. But once you go in the lobby, there is confronting you, to the right of you, a black devil with horns. And he's carrying a little basket. And what is in the basket? Two dragons. Of course, one represents Satan. The other represents his son, Antichrist. This is in a Catholic chapel in René-le-Château, France. And here again, we have the satanic Illuminati around the world.
Weren't you mentioning earlier when we hit a break the Astors and their symbol being the dragon?
Oh, yes. Yes, I have a picture on their estate. They have a building an exterior building, and I believe it must be the chapel where they conducted ceremonies, and there you will see their great emblem of the Astor family. And what is it? Yes, it's a dragon. Remember that even the Ouroboros serpent, the one that swallows its tail, meaning we shall conquer the whole earth, it's really a dragon serpent. And so everywhere you go, serpents, horns, devils.
Now you remember that Anderson Cooper is one of the heirs to the Astors, and then we've got the other one, Tucker Carlson, is a heir to another one of the big families. But you never hear that on the news. So it's still these same people in power. Speaking of Catholic churches, you've got a lot of big Protestant ones too. I want to go over some of those. But on page 463, and I'm showing the camera this right now, you have Pope Benedict said Mass at this Illuminous Design Catholic Church in Poland. And, I mean, this is an all-seeing-eye pyramid with rays coming out and the whole thing. I mean, it is just unbelievable.
Yeah, that is very interesting. Now, on page 462, actually, Pope Benedict saying Mass. You can tell, look at this church. It looks like something from outer space. It's in Poland. They have a new Catholic church called the Cathedral of the Angels, but it must be the Dark Angels in Los Angeles. It has all kind of satanic symbology to it. And, of course, there are the Protestant churches as well. You know, we mentioned the Episcopal Church, the Church of in New York City. The largest cathedral there is St. John the Divine. And, wow, they actually had a Buddhist statue implanted in the sanctuary for a while, and a statue where the, you know, the cross and crucifix were behind the altar, they put up Christa, a goddess statue on a cross.
Now what about
blaspheme Jesus Christ?
What about Oral Roberts?
Well, the whole university, Oral Roberts. Oral Roberts is a 33rd degree Mason. He's, by the way, he's always voted Democrat, whether it was Bill Clinton or whoever. He's always voted Democrat, and he is a 33rd degree Mason. And when you study, and I have about three or four pages of Oral Roberts University, you'll find even the praying hands are built in the form of a pyramid. You know, you'll see these statues, these monuments that are, they look like praying hands, but the hands are in a strange formation. There's stars, there's circles, there's the sun sign atop the tower. Everything to indicate the Illuminist Masonic nature of Oral Roberts University, I'm sorry to say. Even the Oral Roberts University Medical Center is built in that format. In fact, it's sort of a sex sign. Also have a picture of Oral Roberts with Gene Dixon. He was a big friend of the psychic astrologer Gene Dixon and sought her out for advice. Oral Roberts once said that he had the healing power he had, he claimed, because he was part Indian in his bloodline. And he said, you know, the Indians have this special power because they're connected to the earth. Here again we have this, the god of nature. And, of course, the god of earth is actually this god Poseidon or Neptune, whose statue is on the cover of my book with his horns, with his satanic serpent spitting in front of him. And by the way, there's also, that's the great fountain where Neptune or Poseidon, the god from under the earth, remember, as above, so below, he comes up. The fountain represents the chaos of earth, the chaotic seas. And here comes up Poseidon. This is in front of the Library of Congress. Now, that represents the collective wisdom of the United States people. And does this devil that comes up out of the sea represent America? I don't want it to be so. And I think for the average citizen, it is not so. This is the elite Illuminati that are forcing this on us, Alex.
Well, I was at the National Archives, and the security guards ran out and threatened to arrest us for being there. But it had every religion on earth and every god and goddess, including Satan, but no Christian or Judaic gods. And we were there about 20, I mean, nothing. Sorry, go ahead.
That's true. That's true. There are all these pagan gods and goddesses all over Washington, D.C. I want to make a statement here.
Well, okay, we'll do that after the break, Tex, but I want to come back after the break and get to that statement. But right now, behind the scenes, I want to talk more about the layout of D.C., so we'll come right back with that statement. We'll be right back.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots. Standing firm for our Constitution. Standing firm against the New World Order. Hammering the enemies of freedom. Exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple. AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. AmericanFreePress, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Tex Mars is our guest, the one, the only, the new book. Absolutely amazing. You need to get it at Infowars.com, Mysterious Monuments. I was just now asking behind the scenes, and he was just getting to it, about page 386, with the witches out worshiping at the phallus there in D.C. For everybody in the occult, they know what all this is. It's a big joke the general public doesn't know. And the occultists that run things work to teach you to be atheist, to teach you that there's nothing spiritual in the world, and that there aren't even people that believe in this. See, they don't want you looking into that. Kind of like I got protested by the Bohemian Grove Action Network that was real mad about me saying there's occultism at the Grove and that I should just talk about world policy being set there. Well, I covered that, too, in my film Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. But then we went out the next year, and there they were doing a ritual, a lot of the members of it, sending in their own spirits to fight the global elite. Now, whether you believe it's real or not, the point is, they didn't want me talking about that. Tex, get into these witches.
Well, you know, I have a picture from USA Today, a major publication, and by the way, the picture actually is from the Associated Press, in which these witches came to Washington, and they created a great circle, and they did it around the Washington Monument. So witches over Washington, D.C., and they said we are going to have a 33-hour interfaith vigil to pray for peace and the natural world. Here again, the god of nature, Pan, the horned goat god. And it actually shows them raising up their hands to the skies and conducting their circle of harmony. Now, 33 hours. Now, they must have done this with great glee and fun because they think that we're all stupid. 33, of course, is the holy number of Freemasonry. Remember, it's the age at which Jesus Christ was slain on the cross, it's believed. So they enjoy thinking about the fact that Jesus was slain. They don't, of course, talk about his resurrection. Now, on that same page, Alex, is another picture from Google, a Google .com aerial view photo of the great 555-foot Washington Monument, the Egyptian obelisk, and showing it's essentially a great sundial as well as an Egyptian monument. And I call it the phallus of Neptune or Poseidon. Remember the beast. The cover of my book has a picture in front of the Library of Congress. Revelation 13:1 in the Bible, John said, I saw a vision. This is the Apostle John. This is prophecy now in the last days. He said, I saw a vision of a great beast rising up out of the sea. And what is this beast rising up out of the fountain, which represents the sea, the chaos of humanity? He's rising up. And there he is in front of the Library of Congress. And by the way, on the opposite page, page 387, you see that the incredible Delphic Oracle tripod fire urn, which has beasts, paws and feet, and the face of serpentine devils.
And as you said, you have the male phallus of the sea god rising out, the thing that should not be, out of the big reflecting pool, as above, below. So
that's right. Now, here's an interesting thing. In Alexandria, Virginia, now that's another city sister to Egypt's city of Alexandria, where they had the great Pharos Lighthouse that devoted to Zeus, who's the god of the skies, the god above, where Poseidon is the god below. And interestingly enough, in Alexandria, Virginia, the Masons built the Washington National Masonic Monument. They actually still have rituals and ceremonies inside this of the various Masonic orders, including the modern-day Knights Templar, they admit. And at the very top of it is a tower, and it is a recreation of the great lighthouse of Pharaoh's Egypt, in which sat a great statue to Zeus. And Zeus had his hands reaching up to the heaven. Remember, Satan is prince of the power of the air, according to the Bible. So here we have below the phallus of Zeus or Neptune, and there at the Washington National Monument is this great lighthouse. He's the god of light.
Well, it's the same thing. When I was at Bohemian Grove in the hour-long ritual, they first introduced it as a female. She heals you. She's great. She gives power. Let our dead brothers who were members be conjured by her. She orders them back from the dead. And the men around me were going, and they were really, they were taking this, all these world leaders were really taking this serious, bringing back the spirits, you know, of the dead ones to be there, this necromancy. Then they addressed it as a male god of the forest. And so they always do the same thing. Tex, we're going to take a 3-minute break. When we get back, don't forget to make that statement because you were interrupted by the break. When we come back, make that statement. We'll keep talking. Yes, take some phone calls with the one, the only Tex Mars. His new book is out, folks. Get it today. at InfoWars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. It's also a great gift to wake somebody up in your family.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
There's too many of you to cry. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you die. You know we
here in just a few minutes, he's graciously agreed to stay about 15 minutes into the next hour so we have more time to take your calls, and Jason Burmes is going to be in studio. There was a big BBC hit piece on 9/11 Truth. We've had a chance to watch it. He's in there watching it right now, analyzing it. We're reading different articles that have been covering it. We're going to break down the propaganda with that piece supposedly debunking that Building 7 was blown up, or that they announced that it was going to be blown up beforehand, which they did. Just a complete failure in what they've done. And so we'll be breaking that down the last 30 minutes of the show or so. We're going to go back to Tex Mars here, as I said, in just a moment. Up on the PrisonPlanet.tv screen right now, you can see my new film. That's the 9/11 Chronicles, Truth Rising. And in Truth Rising, we cover the growth of 9/11 Truth Movement, how they're taking over media events and confronting all these different globalists. We expose how the government knew that the first responders were breathing dust. were getting very, very sick, and that all of that was basically covered up for their administrative convenience. We also get into how they blew the buildings up, why they blew them up, with eyewitnesses to the countdown. And we also show you the growing police state in the United States. Such an important film, The 9/11 Chronicles. And it is 2 hours long with about 8 minutes of extras because I wanted to put everything on one disc. But it is jam-packed, and it's something that hopefully will energize the population to go out and confront politicians, world leaders, media whores, so that the big lie of 9/11 can completely come down. An Achilles heel of the globalists is their problem-reaction solution. If we expose that most terror is manufactured or provocateured by them, then their tool of scaring us into submission will be removed. So that is of the utmost importance to everyone that that happens. So please get The 9/11 Chronicles, Truth Rising, my new film. Also, again, available at Infowars.com. Don't forget about the sponsors for this radio show that make it possible. One of those sponsors is eFoods Direct, the longest continually operating storable foods company in the United States. They are great folks, and they make so much of what we do possible here on this radio show. But that's not the reason that you should visit their website, eFoods Direct. You should do that because just like you have a insurance policy, just like you want to prepare for the future, it is important to put away storable foods. With all the talk of recession and depression and war, we saw Katrina and other events where the establishment uses crises as a pretext to disarm the population. If you have food and water filtration, that's a big part of not being beholden to the government, to the state. And this is an insurance policy that you can and will eat whenever you want, last more than 10 years. eFoodsDirect.com, big fat banners at the top of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633. You can also get a free DVD and audio presentation when you call them about their company, about the food they offer and why you should get it, 1-800-409-5633. Okay, going back to Tex Mars, the new book is Mysterious Monuments, and Mysterious Monuments is a book, of course, that we're also carrying at Infowars.com, but you can also get it at PowerProphecy.com and at TexMars.com. Tex, make that statement that you were going to make earlier when we had a break. There was some key statement you wanted to make, and we forgot to do that.
Well, Alex, you know, many listeners to your program are Christians. But there are also people who are not Christians but love liberty, love freedom, love our Constitution. And I appreciate them, even though I'm a Christian. I appreciate them very, very much. And no doubt there are people who are into Judaism and even Islam listening to your program. And they certainly have nothing to do with terrorist philosophies. Now, what we need to understand, whatever religion you have, or if you have none at all, we should all be opposed to false religion, a satanic religious philosophy. And what we have to understand, there's three legs to the New World Order. And the chief leg is religion. And the subordinate legs of the tripod, you might say, are politics and economics. But always, believe it or not, spirituality trumps the other two. And that's why people such as Blair of England and Mitterrand and Bush and all of these people are involved in these satanic secret societies that harken back to the mystery religion. So I want to make this statement. What we're opposed to here is an incredible system of politics, of black politics. I'm talking about dark now, politics, black magic, witchcraft, politics, and economics, talk about voodoo economics, but also it is a theocracy. Now, you know, a lot of people worry about a theocracy. That's a government of horrible religionists that bring in a dictatorship. This is what this is. They are actually, with satanic architecture, they believe they are communicating with and receiving powers from devils. And they create a natural, magical environment. James Wasserman, who wrote a book, I quote him on page 121 of Mysterious Monuments, He wrote a book about the occult traditions in art and architecture. He says the basis of the mystery religions is the law of correspondence, as above, so below. It goes all the way back, Alex, to the Emerald Tablet of Hermes, way into the Greek city-state era. But it basically means that they're building on earth in stone, or glass, wood, steel, what have you, hell. They're building a hellish new utopia, and they often conceal the true meaning of this by veiling it in symbols, in satanic symbols, but not always, because you're going to find in this book such things as serpents and dragons and demons, and as I mentioned at the National Cathedral, even a gargoyle of Darth Vader there. And all of this is they're creating. Remember, they say we're regenerating Earth. And so we're rebuilding Earth. And everywhere they're building this architectural colossus, even entire new cities in Brazil, in Kazakhstan, and so forth, with the aim of bringing Lucifer's kingdom on Earth. And they believe they're literally communicating with higher minds, these spirits from beyond.
Now, they believe they're talking to, quote, angels or gods and goddesses.
Oh, yes, and they're worshiping them. Now, you know, our Constitution says that Congress will make no law respecting the establishment of religion. They have established these mystery religions, and they admit to it. You'll see quote of Illuminists and occultists in my book, Mysterious Monuments.
And you have that, but let me just make a point here, backing up what you're saying. When you go and you look at Washington, D.C., or every other major state capital, or governmental buildings, city buildings, whether it's Austin or San Francisco, it doesn't matter. It is all Babylonian/Egyptian. If you look at the government buildings in Ottawa or the government buildings in Manitoba, they admit they are occultic. They were built by occultists. The people that designed them are occultists. And so here they are saying, oh, get the Ten Commandments out of a Supreme Court building in Alabama. Get it out of the Supreme Court in D.C. Get these little trappings out. But then they can have their stuff everywhere because they believe it's giving them power. And so people,
absolutely,
even if you don't believe in this, they believe in it, is the whole point. This is what drives the world. This, you know, psychologists should look at this. This is what they believe governs the planet. Now, Tex, they also know that there are cross-species chimeras, cross-species, you know, spider with goats, humans with pigs, chimpanzees with humans, growing at least for a decade. Humanoids, they're part bovine, in utero in cows for organ harvesting. We saw that in medical documents 10, 12 years ago. Now it's mainstream news. You know, now it's in newspapers. I've had top scientists on who were making millions of dollars until they found out that the potatoes that we're eating are killing us, until they found out that all this cross-species stuff is deadly. They don't care about the environment. They claim they're taking our rights and carbon footprints and global taxes and regulation and control, you know, is to save Gaia, but in reality, they want to overthrow what they believe is the old creation. And people can say, well, that's your Christian view. No. You can say you don't believe in God of the Bible. The point is, the elite do. They hate it, and they say they're overthrowing it. So if you really love the earth and you really love this creation, you need to understand that they are seeking to overthrow it and destroy it. So they know we love the planet. They know we have common sense and want to, you know, breathe clean air and drink good water. They say, oh, sign on to what we're doing to save the earth, when in reality they want to overthrow it and destroy it to rebuild it in their hellish image.
Alex, that is exactly right. They want to create a new reality, a new way of thinking, and a new earth built on these regenerative principles.
Play God.
Remember, they are not creators. So their God is not the great creator. He's the great architect. He is building a new world order. And this is the reason for all of this satanic architecture and the great work of the Illuminati. And they actually use that term, the great work. And it harkens back again to the mystery religion. So it is a theocracy. And sometimes it's disguised. For example, let me give you an example. You'll find various monuments around the United States and Canada, of state buildings, including the Manitoba, you know, in Winnipeg, Canada, and I saw this, but also AT&T building, the Rockefeller Center and others, have a very beautiful statue of a golden boy. Who is that golden boy, you might ask? Isn't that interesting? The AT&T building in New York City was built exactly 666 feet high. Okay, I document that in my book. And they have a great statue of a golden boy holding up lightning bolts. At the Rockefeller Center, they have a fountain with the golden boy inside a circle, like the circle of the earth, or a ring. Now, who is this golden boy? He's none other than the Greek god Apollo. He was called Horus by the Egyptians. Here we have Antichrist, the son of Osiris. This is amazing. The golden boy, and that's what he was called, the golden boy.
Now, Tex, since you brought up 666, remember it was in the Associated Press. I have the article. 666 of these pink and gold pieces that fit exactly in at the Louvre to build the pyramid, and Mitterrand demanded, and it had to be, he told the architect, the 666 pieces. And then I've had the head professor on who wrote this big book, and he's not even, you know, religious, about how up in Canada their government building has a room where they do rituals. He admitted that it's designed for that. That's exactly 666, or the calculation for the sun god. Go ahead.
Absolutely. You know, Rome had built a great capital building, the ancient empire of Rome. They got the religious idea of this from the Etruscans. The Etruscans always had their capitolin, building, their capital of their various regions, and they were built exactly like our U.S. Capitol. Now, at one time, each year, on their holy day, where they really worshiped the devil, they would go into the crypt of their capitol building. Okay, this is in Rome, this is in Etrusca. And they would, there they had a cover at the bottom of the crypt, right in the very center of it. There would be usually a metal, maybe golden, maybe brass or bronze or copper, and they would lift that up. And there they had built a huge cave or tunnel to the bottom of the earth where they believed the spirits would come out. They would open up the cover and allow the spirits to come forth to bless their capital city. Now, I realizing this, I began to study the architecture of the U.S. Capitol. I found that in the crypt beneath the rotunda, where they actually had a place there, he was never laid, but they even had a crypt, a sarcophagus for George Washington built. But they have what they call the Rose Compass. It's a cover, and it leads down into the middle of the earth, supposedly. Now, so there in Washington, D.C., at the Capitol, down in the crypt, I'm convinced these Illuminists actually have an occult ritual once each year when they lift the Rose Compass plate out of the center of the Capitol. And you mentioned the ley lines. They believe the Capitol is built on this power
ley
line.
Let me stop you. They admittedly, with the wine and the corn and the oil, in an ancient Babylonian Masonic ritual, lay the cornerstones and have guys in priest outfits do it.
Oh, yes. I have a picture, in fact, of the book where they were laying the cornerstone of the U.S. Capitol. Now, in London, many of the people there are convinced, and I am as well, that many of the buildings there, the Masons actually had cornerstone laying ceremonies. And by the way, post offices, government buildings, courthouses throughout the United States, you'll find Masonic plaques, and they say, we laid the cornerstone for this building on certain date. But in the ancient mystery religions, they sacrificed human beings, and along with corn and oil and wine, they consecrated this great stone with human blood, and then they laid the stone. Now, here's an interesting thing for you, Alex. I want you to picture this. On the 200th anniversary, that was, what, in 1990 or 2 or something, the Freemasons of Washington, D.C. in the United States, from all 50 states, actually, held a great ceremony, a recreation. I have a film of it, a recreation of the laying, the original laying of the cornerstone, the second bicentennial. But guess what? They claimed that the architect of the Capitol, there's a full-time person, the architect of the Capitol, he could not find where the original cornerstone was laid. They were going to unearth it and re-anoint it again with their corn and oil in their occult ceremony. He claimed he could not find it. I wonder if they actually have human bones. They killed individuals and laid them under that great cornerstone. Because this is what the ancient mystery religions did, and this is nothing more than a theocracy of mystery religions. This architectural colossus is the evidence of it.
That's right. Imagine if Christians tried to come out and do a ritual at the laying of new government buildings. The ACLU would howl, but you have the Masons come in and do that. They are more than happy. Again.
Absolutely. The Denver International Airport, there is a plaque saying the New World Commission built this airport. Of course, it was the U.S. taxpayers, but it was also done by the Freemasons of Colorado.
Well, and then we have the who built the Rosicrucians building, the Georgia Guidestones, saying they're going to kill 90% of us. I mean, they mean business. They run things. They're coming, and they think you deserve to die for their god Lucifer.
Being a puppet, sir. Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
I tell you,
if
we stop asking questions, is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
You know that there's treason going on. You can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Man, if you're not a member of PrisonPlanet.tv, folks, to see these behind-the-scenes discussions, or if you're not listening to the free audio streams at InfoWars.com with these guests, it's just unbelievable. You notice that all throughout history, the Romans would take over an area and then kill the collaborators. The Nazis would take over an area and then kill the collaborators, people that helped bring them in. The Soviets had all the purges. The Catholic Church has done that in areas they take over. This is standard procedure. You know, the people that killed Kennedy, they then killed them. The Illuminati plans to kill the lower-level Masons after they get into control. Now, let's be clear. They think you're profane, pathetic, morons, but they hang pictures of Albert Pike, and they hang pictures of Manly P. Hall, who admitted to Lucifer, devil worship, all of this, and then you're told you're worshiping Jesus. It's a big joke. You're big saps to them. Tex was getting into that and what their master plan, what the world will look like. And again, in the United Nations Biological Diversity Assessments, this is in my film Road to Tyranny, we cover it again in Endgame, they say, official UN law, that they want world government and to bring back in human sacrifice to reduce the world's numbers. So this is all public. Tex Mars.
Well, you know, in my newsletter, and people can get that just by calling our toll-free number, free a copy, there's a picture, and it's in Mysterious Magnus, the book, of three amazing North American Union pyramids built in Princeton, West Virginia, outside of Bluefield. And by the way, they were built even before the 1995 concordance, you know, agreed to by Bush and Fox and Martin, the Prime Minister of Canada, and the President of Mexico. So the North American Union was planned, but to consecrate it, 33rd degree Mason, Senator Robert Byrd, I believe, and these people met and had an occult ritual, a satanic ritual ceremony, inside these three amazing pyramids. Who would have ever thought? And by the way, in front of those pyramids, and they were built by the U.S. Transportation Department with taxpayer dollars, are the flags of Mexico, Canada, and the United States in West Virginia. The amazing North American Union pyramids with flags of the three countries.
Then we have the Mooney Gardens of all sorts of occult stuff down in Galveston.
Oh, yes. These pyramids are going up everywhere. But maybe if we really want to see what the ultimate is, on pages 434 through 437 of the book, Alex, I talk about the pyramid mysteries of the atomic bomb. You may say, what does that got to do with anything? Well, you were talking earlier in your program, and this is very vital. Get this in your mind. You know, there was a movie some years ago. It was almost comical. But after a Third World War, people began to worship an idol. And they went into this temple, and it was an atomic bomb. They were worshiping the actual atomic bomb. And at first you say, well, that's crazy. You know, this is a post-war world, you know. But wait just a minute. Maybe it's not so crazy after all. Because I disclose the pyramid mysteries. If you visit New Mexico near Alamogordo, they have a monument built near where the first atomic bomb was unleashed, you know, during the Manhattan Project. And guess what form it's in? A pyramid, a rock pyramid. Now, J. Robert Oppenheimer is called the father of the atomic bomb. He was head of the Manhattan Project. Turns out he was a communist spy. Now, this is interesting. The first atomic bomb that they dropped on Japan, they gave the name of the Little Boy. Now, this is like the Golden Boy. It's the Antichrist. And once he explodes, he has such huge magical power. A great mushroom comes up on the face of the planet, and millions will be incinerated, burned to death in a fire sacrifice. Now, these are incredible things, but even the name Adam comes from the Egyptian god of death called Atum, A-T-U-M.
Well, he was an admitted Bohemian Grove member. Robert Oppenheimer and the Grove admits in their own papers they hatched the plan there at the chalet. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jerry.